never doubted you. He knew what he placed in you. Eyes that see deeper than most. A heart that feels further than most. A spirit that gets back up when most would stay down. That's what you've been cultivating in the quiet. And now, that quiet strength is about to echo louder than your trials. It won't just be seen in blessings, it will be felt in your presence. People won't even be able to explain it, but something about you will carry weight. The kind of weight that only comes from surviving storms without becoming what tried to destroy you. And here's the beauty. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to list your scars for people to respect your strength. You don't owe anyone the long version of how you got here. God saw it. That's enough. This isn't just about survival anymore. It's about recognition. Not the shallow kind that fades when people get distracted, but the recognition that comes from heaven echoing through your life. The recognition that says, this one never quit. This one carried integrity when no one was watching. This one will be honored openly for what was chosen faithfully in secret. That's where you stand now, on the edge of a season that looks nothing like the one before it. A season where peace doesn't have to be fought for daily, it begins to flow. A season where doors don't creak open halfway, they swing wide. A season where love doesn't have to be begged for, it comes freely, because God has already stamped you as worthy of it. And maybe you're not used to that. Maybe ease feels foreign after years of survival. Maybe joy feels strange on a tongue that got used to endurance. That's okay. It's supposed to feel new, because it is new. Not because time passed, but because alignment finally caught up with identity. Because you stopped playing small to make others comfortable. Because you decided that your soul was worth protecting, even if that meant walking alone for a while. And heaven is answering that decision now. My dear friend, what you're stepping into now is not hidden work anymore. It's the season where what was cultivated in silence begins to speak for itself. There is a difference between someone who shines because they were placed in the spotlight and someone who shines because their light could not be dimmed even in the shadows. You are the second, and that is why your presence will feel undeniable in the days ahead. People may not be able to explain it, but they will feel it. They'll feel the weight of endurance that didn't collapse. They'll feel the purity of decisions that cost you everything but didn't corrupt you. They'll feel the clarity of someone who no longer needs validation to prove value. That kind of atmosphere cannot be manufactured. It can only be forged. And you, whether you've realized it or not, have been forged. Not in comfort, not in applause, but in the furnace of not yet, in the long stretch of waiting, in the quiet places where you had every reason to give up, but didn't. That is why God is making sure your story turns now. Because people thought if they ignored you long enough, the vision inside you would shrivel. But the truth is this, nothing planted by God can be suffocated by neglect. And now, the same people who misjudged you will have to witness